So we go back to the time of his novitiate time. It's very interesting and very beautiful. From last week, no? My sister Wanda came to see me today. Her own sister, Wanda. When she told me of her plans, I was horror-stricken. How is such a thing possible? Such a beautiful little soul before the Lord, and yet great darkness had come over her, and she did not know how to help herself. She had a dark view of everything. The good God entrusted her to my care, and for 2 weeks I was able to work with her. But how many sacrifices this so cost me is known only to God. So it happens sometimes our close members of the family, they are sometimes not on the right way, and we have to help them, have to do our sacrifice, give a helping hand. For no other soul did I bring so many sacrifices and sufferings and prayers before the throne of God, and I did for her soul, as I did for her soul. I felt that I had forced God to grant her grace. When I reflect on all this, I see that it was truly a miracle. Now I can see how much power intercessory prayer has before God. It's very important to pray for one another. You have so many friends, people we have to pray for. Trust, you can do that. At times we can help ourselves, but we can help others, right? Now, during this Lent, I often experience the passion of the Lord Jesus in my own body. I experienced deeply in my heart all that Jesus suffered, although no exterior sign betrays these sufferings of mine. Only my confessor knows about them. Whenever you do something good for God, you have to pay for it. A short conversation with Mother Directress Margaret, when I asked her about some particulars concerning progress in the spiritual life, this Holy Mother answered everything with great clarity. She said to me, "If you continue cooperating with God's grace in this way, sister, you will be only one step away from the close union with God." You understand what I mean for that? This means that your characteristic traits should be faithfulness to the grace of the Lord. God does not lead all souls along such a path. So it's important to do the will of God, each one of us. The title is The Resurrection. Today, during Mass of the Resurrection, I saw the Lord Jesus in the midst of a great light. He approached me and said, "Peace be to you, my children." And he lifted up his hand and gave his blessing. The wounds in his hands, feet, and side were indelible and shining. When he looked at me with such kindness and love, my whole soul drowned itself in him. And he said to me, "You have taken a great part in my passion. Therefore, I now give you a great share in my joy and glory." The whole time of the resurrection mass seemed like only a minute to me. A wondrous recollection filled my soul and lasted throughout the whole festival season. The kindness of Jesus is so great that I cannot express it. So Jesus asked us to do some sacrifice at a time, so he gave us sort of reward also, not all the time suffering. Joy also. No? The next day after communion, I heard a voice saying, "My daughter, look into the abyss of my mercy and give praise and glory to this mercy of mine. Do it in this way, gather all sinners from the entire world, immerse them in the abyss of my mercy. I want to give myself to souls. I yearn for souls, my daughter. On the day of my feast, the Feast of Mercy, you will go through the whole world and bring fainting souls to the spring of my mercy. I shall heal and strengthen them. So Jesus is preparing all the gifts for us. We are just reluctant. I pray today for a soul in agony who was dying without the holy sacraments, although she desired them. But it was already too late. There was a relative of mine, my uncle's wife. She was so pleasing to God. There was no distance between us at that moment. Oh, you small everyday sacrifices, you are to me like wildflowers which I strew over the feet of my beloved Jesus. I sometimes compare these trifles to the heroic virtues, and that is because their enduring nature demands heroism. In my suffering, I do not seek help from creatures, but God is everything to me. And yet it often seems that even the Lord does not hear me. I armed myself with patience and silence, like a dove that does not complain and feels no bitterness when his children are being taken away from it. I want to soar into the very heart of the sun, and I do not want to stop in its vapors. I will not grow weary, because it is on you that I am leaning, O Jesus, my strength. I fervently beg the Lord to strengthen my faith, so that in my drab everyday life I will not be guided by human disposition, but by those of the Spirit. It's very important. Many times we think things from the body, not from the soul, but from the Spirit. Oh, how everything drags me towards the earth. But lively faith maintains the soul in the higher regions and assigns self-love its proper pace. That is to say, the lowest one. There's the steps, no? If we allow ourselves to follow the body, we cannot go up. Once again, a terrible darkness envelops my soul. It seemed to me that I'm falling prey to illusions. When I went to confession to obtain some light and peace, I did not find these at all. The confessor left me with even more doubts than I had before. He said to me, "I cannot discern what power is at work in you, sister. Perhaps it is God, and perhaps it's the evil spirit." Even the confessor cannot discern. When I left the confessional, I started to think about his words. The longer I did so, the deeper my soul sank into darkness. "Jesus, what am I to do?" When Jesus approached me with kindness, I was frightened. "Are you really Jesus?" On the other hand, I'm drawn by love, and on the other, by fear. What torture! I cannot describe it. You know, sometimes she was confused whether it's real apparition or just a fantasy from the evil or really from Jesus. You know. When I went to confession again, I got the answer. "I do not understand you, sister. It would be better if you did not come to me for confession." "Oh my God, I have to do such violence to myself before I say anything about my spiritual life. And here I am getting this answer." "Sister, I do not understand you." When I left the confessional, a multitude of torments oppressed me. I went before the Blessed Sacrament and said, "Jesus, save me. You see how weak I am." Then I heard these words: I will give you help during the retreat before the vows. Encouraged by these words, I began to go forward without asking anyone's advice. But I distrusted myself so much that I made up to my mind to put an end to the doubts once and for all. I therefore looked forward with a special eagerness to the retreat before the perpetual vows. But even for many days before the retreat, I kept on asking God to give light to the priest who would hear my confession, so that he could say once and for all either yes or no. And I thought to myself, I will be at peace once and for all. But I continued to worry whether anyone would be willing to hear me out concerning all these matters. And yet again, I decided not to think about all this and to put my trust in the Lord. The words that continued to ring in my ears were during the retreat. So we have to wait. Sometimes we cannot just go ahead. Patience. Times we have, when you have not yet the inspiration, patience and wait. Not yet. Everything is now ready. Tomorrow morning, we are leaving for Krakow for the retreat. Today, I enter the chapel to thank the Lord for the countless graces He has bestowed on me during these 5 months. My heart was deeply touched at the thought of so many graces and so much care on the part of the superiors. Word of Jesus. My daughter, be at peace. I'm taking all these matters upon myself. I'll arrange all things with your superiors and with your confessor. Speak to Father Andres with the same simplicity and confidence with which you speak to me. Father Andres is another person. So Poco is the last one, is the spiritual director. Andres is another one. We have come to Krakow today. It's April 8th, 1933. What a joy it is to find myself again when I took my first steps in the spiritual life. Dear my directress, Mary Joseph, is ever the same, cheerful and full of love of labor. I enter the chapel for a moment, and joy filled my soul. In the flesh, I recalled the whole ocean of graces that had been given me as a novice here. And today, we gather together to go for an hour's visit to the novitiate. The mother directress, Mary Joseph, gave us a short talk and outlined the program of the retreat. As she spoke these few words to us, I saw before my eyes all the good things is dear Mother had done for us. I felt in my soul such profound gratitude towards her. My heart grieved at the thought that this was the last time I would be in the novitiate. Now I must battle together with Jesus, work with Jesus, suffer with Jesus. We too. In a word, live and die with Jesus. My mother directress will no longer be at my heels to teach me here, warn me there, or to admonish, encourage, or reproach me. I'm so afraid of being on my own. Jesus, do something about this. I will always have a superior. That's true. But now a person is left more on my own. The next paragraph is Krakow, April 21st, 1933. For the great love of God, the 8-day retreat before perpetual vows. I'm beginning the retreat today. Jesus, my master, guide me. Govern me according to your will. Purify my love that it may be worthy of you. Do with me as your most merciful heart desires. Jesus, there will be just the two of us during these days until the moments of our union. Keep me, Jesus, in a recollected spirit. In the evening, the Lord said to me, my daughter, let nothing frighten or disconcert you. Remain deeply at peace. Everything is in my hand. I will give you to understand everything through Father Andres. Be like a child toward him. Jesus promised, everything is in my hand. Although you don't feel so close, but there'll be at times, but still Jesus for us, each one of us. A moment before the Blessed Sacrament. O my eternal Lord and Creator, how am I going to thank you for this great favor, namely that you have deigned to choose miserable me to be your betrothed, and that you are to unite me to yourself in an eternal bond? O dearest treasure of my heart, to do the gospel, to seek for the treasure, sell everything for the treasure. Is capital letter treasure, Jesus. You are to unite with me yourself in an eternal bond. O dearest treasure of my heart, I offer you all the adoration and thanksgiving of the saints and of all the choirs of angels. I unite myself in a special way with your mother. It's important. Adoration together, a heavenly mother. You're not alone. She is there. Even you don't get close, Jesus, Mary is close to Jesus, right? Where there is the exposition, Mary is here. Mary is here. So let her stay with you also. O Mary, my mother, I humbly beg of you, cover my soul with your virginal cloak at this very important moment of my life, so that thus I may become dearer to your Son, and may worthily praise the Son's mercy before the whole world and throughout all eternity. So you are not alone, we are not alone. Our Heavenly Mother is here. I could not understand the meditation today. My spirit was so extraordinarily immersed in God. I could not force myself to think about what the priest was saying during the retreat. I'm often unable to think according to the points. My spirit is with the Lord, and that is my meditation. She can catch not even one point from the talk, but she's always, her eyes fixed to Jesus. A few words from my conference with Mother Directress Mary Joseph. She clarified many things for me, and she set me at peace as regards my spiritual life, reassuring me that I was on the right path. I thanked the Lord Jesus for this great favor, for she is the first of the superiors who did not cause me any doubts in this regard. Oh, how infinitely good God is. O living host, my one and only strength, fountain of love and mercy, embrace the whole world, fortify faint souls. O blessed be the instant and the moment when Jesus left us his most merciful heart. Another paragraph. To suffer without complaining. We like to suffer, but we complain more than we suffer. Just to get compensation, right? To suffer without complaining. To bring comfort to others and you drunk my own sufferings in the most sacred heart of Jesus. Share with others the joy that comfort others, not to share your pain. Share pain with Jesus only. Share the joy with other people. Not put the burdens on others, but others already have their own cross. And now you put another cross on them. Double their cross. And yes, you will relief. That's very selfish, no? Cross only remain we and Jesus only. I will spend all my free moments at the feet of our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. So all the free time, she didn't go out to the garden and walk, stay with Jesus. At the feet of Jesus, I will seek light, comfort, and strength. I will show my gratitude unceasingly to God for His great mercy towards me, never forgetting the favors He has bestowed on me, especially the grace of a vocation. So I don't know, but your marriage also a vocation, no? So don't say that I'm not a sister, so it's not for me. Just thank you, Jesus, for your vocation, whatever. It's the way towards heaven. I will hide myself among the sisters, the little violets, among lilies. I want to blossom for my Lord and Maker, to forget myself, to empty myself totally for the sake of immortal souls. This is my delight. Now a few thoughts now. As regards Holy Confession, I shall choose what costs and humiliates me most. Sometimes a trifle costs me than something greater. I will call to mind the passion of Jesus at each confession. That means not easy to make a confession. To arouse my heart to contrition. Insofar as possible, with the grace of God, I will always practice perfect contrition. I will devote more time to this contrition. Before I approach the confessional, I shall first enter the open and most merciful heart of the Savior. When I leave the confessional, I shall rouse in my soul great gratitude to the Holy Trinity for this wonderful and inconceivable miracle of mercy that is brought in my soul. And the more miserable my soul is, the more I feel the ocean of God's mercy engulfing me and giving me strength and great power. The rules that I most often fail to obey, sometimes I break silence. Disobedience to the sign, to the signal of the bell, sometimes I meddle in other people's affair. I will do my very best to improve. That's desire. I will avoid sisters who grumble, and if they cannot be avoided, I will at least keep silence before them, thus letting them know how sorry I am to hear such things. So when people sing gossips, grumbles, then is, if you cannot avoid, keep silent before them, letting them know how sorry you are to hear such things. Finish. Keep silence. You offer. Pray for them. This is how we have to live our daily life. Now, Jesus is with us. Don't worry. He is staying with us. So let us pray together that you might